beyond the Scottish Highlands, miles from the mainland, closer to Norway than the port of Dover. On this collection of islands, Kirkwall's the biggest town, with a population of just under 10,000. But I'm going even further north. To the Isle of Sandy, home to around 500 people. It means getting onto another, smaller plane, a tight squeeze, with only 10 seats including the pilot, but the journey only takes 12 minutes.
We'll see ya.
Thanks so much. Hello. Hi there, how you doing?
Laser.
Derek.
When you get here, you can hop on the island's one bus, if you're lucky enough to catch it. There's no timetables. You can also call the Sandy Taxi, provided he's not already busy or clocked off for the day. I'm meeting a man who went viral after tweeting his fears islanders could die if a no-deal Brexit causes shortages of medicine, and others could go hungry if delivery trucks get held up hundreds of miles from here.
Hi, my name's Howard Hardiman. I'm an artist and I've lived here on Sandy for about a year now. What we're doing here is trying to prepare some of the land, because on an island called Sandy, you'd be surprised that, guess what, most of the soil here is quite sandy. What does grow is stuff like carrots or potatoes or turnips or those sorts of things which aren't so much at the mercy of the wind. So this is our little stock cupboard now. We're the very end of a supply chain, so if deliveries are coming in at Dover and get delayed, all the food's going to be gone before it gets here, because why would you spend all the extra money to get it here? This is my neighbour's polycrub. Mostly in here is growing tomatoes and courgettes. This can take the pressure off, but this isn't going to be enough. Quite well reinforced, so should be able to hopefully keep out the wind here.
And the wind here is relentless, something I learned on a bone-chilling two-mile battle on foot to one of only two shops on the island.
Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing?
My name's Adam Huff. I work at Sinclair General Stores on the Isle of Sandy.
43p, please. Could you potentially see things not on the shelves, things maybe a wee bit pricier?
Possibly in the future, maybe some of the sort of far-out things that we, you know, we have to get from other countries.
People living out here rely on the community coming together to get by. I only got around by hitching a lift in Howard's car most of the time. He hopes, for everyone's sake, his worst fears don't come true.
Worrying about it isn't going to change whether or not we actually have an adequate supply of medicine. There's not really the same capacity for individuals to stockpile. Hopefully none of this will be necessary, and everyone who's sort of going, oh, you're all doom and gloom, can say that I was all doom and gloom, but I'll be doom and gloom with a carrot patch.